This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Brian Stewart picked up his first win on the PGA Tour last week in New Orleans. Now, it took an extra day and a couple of extra holes, but he is the 2016 Zurich Classic champion. It's a pleasure to welcome Brian Stewart to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I imagine you imagined what winning would feel like 1,000 times. Were you close?
I think so. Pretty close. It's an amazing feeling and something I'll never forget.
Who did you think about immediately after winning?
Just my family, my mom and dad, my sisters, and my girlfriend. Just everybody who has been there to support me for the last 10 years of traveling around the country playing golf.
Who was the first to get to you?
The first people I talked to were my mom and dad.
Yeah, what'd they say?
Words were tough at that point. Just good job, and they're very proud of me.
Tell me about Monday. What were your thoughts going into the day?
You know, it was something where, you know, it was just, they told us they were going to shorten it to 54, so then we kind of had the end in sight, I guess. So we were just kind of trying to get it in Monday morning, and my thoughts were just to be aggressive and try to get there at the end.
I don't know if you've given much thought to this, Brian. The stop and start of the whole weekend, do you think that, did that serve you well, or did that make the whole thing harder?
I'm not sure either way, if it was harder or easier. It wasn't like we were going in and out a lot. It was just once they called us in, we just weren't able to get out back out on the golf course. So it was like the end of the day. So it wasn't too tough.
How long are you going to remember that third shot on the second playoff hole?
Probably for as long as I'm playing. That's something I'll be able to draw upon that and use that as confidence going forward.
Was it a good yardage?
It was a nice yardage. It was 171, and I thought it was just a nice, comfortable 7-iron, and it was just came off perfect.
I know, you didn't know mine. It was 3 feet, but did you know when you hit it, you'd hit a good shot?
I thought I hit it pretty well. I thought that I wanted it to go just a couple yards, and it took that nice bounce forward and rolled out just a little bit.
We are talking with Brian Stewart here on the Augusta Golf Show. You mentioned your parents. You mentioned your girlfriend. You went right to Charlotte. Have you had the chance to celebrate in any way?
No, not really. I think I'm going to wait till I get home after the Players next week, and I'm sure we'll have a nice little party.
How hard is it, and you're in Charlotte, you're playing at Quail, how hard was it to get focused?
Not too hard. I think once you get to the golf course and once you get on that first tee, you don't remember, the distractions go away, so not too hard.
What does it mean now to be able to set your own schedule?
Yeah, it means a lot. I mean, I started the year playing out of that 126 to 150 category, and it was just tough to not really know when you were going to get into the tournament. So this is big, and it's going to make the next year, two and a half years, a lot of fun.
Does it, when scheduling your own events, Brian, do you have to be careful not to overschedule?
Yeah, I think a couple years ago, I think I did play too many tournaments, and I think it'll be, now knowing that I'm good for the next 2 years, it's going to be a little easier to dial that back and to not worry too much about missing a tournament here or there.
What the rest of this year, what are you looking forward to that you didn't, that maybe you weren't going to be playing in?
Yeah, for sure. I think I'm really looking forward to playing Colonial and Memorial in a couple weeks, and just kind of, you know, being able to work towards getting into the playoffs and making a good strong run. I mean, at the beginning of the year, just trying to get to the 125 number was a good goal, but now I think I'm looking forward to making a strong run.
Well, and to your point about scheduling, now you kind of have to rethink all of that. You want to be fresh and ready to go for the playoffs.
Yeah, sure. It's definitely going to be nice to be able to take a week off when I think I need it, rather than, oh my gosh, you're getting in this tournament, you got to go play, that kind of a thing.
A couple of more questions about events next year. Who is looking forward to Kapalua more, you or the girlfriend?
I think we both are. That's going to be a lot of fun. That's one of those tournaments where you just always dream about getting to play in. So it's going to be fun.
Well, and there's one way to get there.
That's right.
Have you had the chance to play Augusta National?
I have not.
Are you one of those players that I wasn't going to play it until I qualified?
Well, yeah, for sure. I think I always said I wasn't even going to go to the property until I was able to play it. So it's one of those things where it's going to be really special to be out there and remember all the history. And just, I mean, I watched the tournament every year for the past 20 years, you know, so it's going to be really special.
Hey, in the days that have passed since you won, what's been the... Have you had a moment by yourself to reflect and just kind of take it all in?
Yeah, I think probably about 5 hours after we got done on Monday, I kind of took a breath and just thought about it for just a little bit, and it's pretty overwhelming.
Well, congratulations, Brian. Well done, and I look forward to seeing you in April. And you know what? Go out there and win some more.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much.